Venerable sir and friends, those of you who come here regularly, or even those who come very often, will know, because it's a fact which I often emphasize, will know that Buddhism, in its entirety, the whole teaching of the Buddha, in its entire vast historical development, is a very, very big subject indeed. You'll know further that this vast subject of Buddhism comprises so very many different aspects: the metaphysical, the psychological, the ethical, the meditative, the artistic, the Buddhological, as we may call it, and so on. Furthermore, we have so many different teachings relating to so very many different aspects of the spiritual life, man's spiritual needs, problems, and so on. And therefore we find the Buddha himself saying in one part of the scriptures that the Dharma, his teaching, his doctrine, his truth, is like the ocean. And one of the reasons why it's like the ocean, one of the respects in which it resembles the ocean, is inasmuch as it contains so very many different jewels. The texts, of course, are not content simply with saying jewels. They give a whole long list of the different kinds of precious and semi-precious stones which are to be found in the depths of the ocean. And in the same way, the Buddha goes on to tell us, in the depths of the Dharma, there are these so very many precious teachings dealing with all aspects of the spiritual life. Now in this series introducing Buddhism, with which we've been concerned from the beginning of the year, we're trying to cover just some of these different aspects of Buddhism. We've had, as some of you will no doubt recollect, so far altogether 10 lectures. We've discussed the necessity of religion in general, and then of Buddhism in particular. We've tried to understand what the correct approach to Buddhism should be. We've surveyed Buddhism in England. We've discussed Buddhism again in terms of that very modern concept of evolution. We've discussed it in terms of the lower and of the higher evolution, spiritual evolution. We've tried to understand what is meant by the Buddha, what is meant by man himself. We've also tried to plumb, if not the depths, at least the surface of those very important traditional formulations of the five aggregates, the five heaps into which man's being is divided, the 12 nidanas or links of the chain of conditioned co-production, and last of all, last week, the three lakshanas or characteristics of all conditioned existence. So these are the aspects, or some of the aspects we've covered so far, just some of the jewels, some of the treasures that we've tried to fish up from the depths of the Dharma ocean.